It is a state capitol report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Ahead of the November election, 50 days away, we look at issues around election administration. A Marquette University Law School poll released Wednesday found 57% of respondents are very concerned about an accurate vote count. Join in on our state's election processes, recent litigation you want to bring up, 800-642-1234. Kathy Bernier is a Republican state senator representing the 23rd District in Chippewa Falls, leads the Senate's Elections Committee, plans to retire when her term is up in January. Senator Bernier, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start with the WEC, the Wisconsin Elections Commission itself, voted last month to create a new office within the agency to respond to misinformation and the wave of complaints and requests for records. Do you support creating an elections inspector general?
I do. I texted leadership in the Assembly and the Senate not long ago saying we need to have a conduit, something, someone or a group of people to carry on the investigations and referrals to district attorneys. We need to have communication, then come back to the legislature. Megan is eyeball deep in all sorts
Megan
of
Wolf.
Things.
The head
yeah,
of, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The executive director is eyeball deep in all kinds of issues, trying to be an administrator, trying to work with the Wisconsin Election Commission, and also work on referrals and accusations and public records. So we do need a group or a person in charge of some of the things that have coming through that they can communicate with the legislature. So I think it's an excellent idea.
It would cost about $1.3 million in the next two-year state budget, including 10 full-time staff members. Is that creating bigger government, more bureaucracy?
Well, it's not necessarily a bigger government and more bureaucracy. It's not creating a whole new agency. Mm-hmm. It is going to cost more, but then I think the Republicans who have concerns about what's going on with the Wisconsin Election Commission need to probably take a serious look at that and put it in the budget process. Whether it'll be 10 or 5 or 6 new employees is to be seen when the Joint Finance Committee scrutinizes the request. But I think in a bipartisan manner, both the Republicans and the Democrats on Wisconsin Election Commission support that idea. The other thing I think they need to grapple with is a seventh member on this board to stop all the ties, because once it's a 3-3 vote, nothing happens.
And you authored a bill this year that would add a seventh member to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The board, as you mentioned there, split 3-3 between Republican and Democratic appointees. Who should the seventh person be? What do you envision?
A nonpartisan a retired judge, as we had before, but they were all judges. And I, you know, the Dane County clerk, he and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but we do see eye to eye on this, where he would sit in the audience and he was able to attend a lot of their meetings. And he said the judges really just struggled to really fully understand the electoral system. So that's why I argued for clerks to be on that board. But the problem I have, we have with the clerks, they get, they're in the position to break a tie quite often. And it puts them in a precarious situation with the partisans that are on that board.
So let's walk through this. Your bill would have the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court pick from a list of four former judges who are agreed upon by both parties of the legislature. What would happen then if the party leaders disagree on a list?
Well, they probably will. I'm leaving that to Eric Wimberger, who I've sat down with several times. I expect that he will be the chair in the next session, and maybe there will be a better way to do that. I just wanted to get it out there to get people thinking about it, that we definitely have to address the six members who keep voting in a partisan manner. And so we need to break those ties. So whether it looks like that in the next session, I'm just hoping something comes out. And Eric is an attorney, so maybe he'll fine tune it for us.
We're talking elections with Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls is here. You can join in on election administration, election integrity, what you envision ahead of November, 800-642-1234. Republican lawmakers have been circulating this letter that demands people labeled incompetent under guardianship be removed from voter rolls and prevented from voting in the future. Should people under guardianship be disqualified from voting?
No, and not if they're just under guardianship. The judge has to determine as a separate action whether they're able or capable of voting, understanding the electoral process. That letter was not well thought out. There are laws that protect the privacy of some of these individuals. What I do when I have a question about the process, I sit down with Megan Wolf and talk about it. And the authors of this letter did not do that. And so she said that it's hit or miss. And I had sent a request, ironically, about 2 months ago to the Election Commission staff to talk about, is there a legal process? Is there a process at all that once the judge determines someone is unable to vote, where that information gets handed to the clerk to say, please remove them from the voter rolls? There is not. And so right now, there are colleagues in the legislature now trying to draft with the cooperation of Megan Wolf. They're working on a draft that would create a process that is consistent throughout the state. And I find it rather interesting that we don't have a process. So that's being worked on now.
The lawmakers charge WEC, the agency, is, quote, literally condoning elder abuse. What about that language?
Well, that's not unusual out of Janelle Branchen. She's always making accusations and not thinking through or communicating with the other side. You know, you have to be balanced. You can't. There is a problem. Yes, there is. But now let's go talk about how it works and how we can make it a better system, and draft some legislation that would provide direction and guardrails for the election officials, rather than making outlandish accusations as if somebody's guilty of doing something wrong. There isn't a legal process now. She could have and should have known that as chair of elections committee, and she could have been drafting something and be fruitful rather than always criticizing.
I'm wondering, you know, at least some clerks are reporting fewer volunteers to operate polling stations around the state. Do you worry about losing volunteers, about losing longtime election clerks who say, look, enough is enough to the misinformation and the threats and the changes to election laws and actions? What is your sense there?
Well, I don't think there's very many poll workers that are getting directly, you know, threatened. It's like everything else. We have a worker shortage. Our citizens are getting older. They're not working due to health reasons and whatever. Our goal is to get young people more involved, homeschooled children, high school age children. I do know that the Republican Party has been lackadaisical on getting the lists to the municipal clerks for workers. They now have done that. The one thing that all of this, for lack of a better term, hubbub, we do have Republicans and Trump supporters that are now engaged, and they are now stepping up to the plate to run for local office, to work the polls, to be more active, and that's a good thing.
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell said at the WIS Politics panel discussion you were part of last week about the conspiracy theories and the misinformation, and said, "I feel like I'm talking to one grain of sand on a beach that's miles long." What are your feelings about misinformation?
I'm the other grain of sand. I think that I've tried to explain, you know, the problem is there's a grain of truth to some of the questions and concerns, and it is blown entirely out of proportion. So when you have mayors, nonpartisan mayors, involving themselves in a partisan election, you have Michael Spitzer Rubenstein come from the East Coast to somehow facilitate our elections, and you have third party funding that is so uneven among municipalities, that all called into question our electoral process, and justifiably so. So then we, those of us who know the electoral system, try to explain that in fact this can't be true. 67,000 people more votes went to the Republican congressional candidates than that went to Donald Trump. So if there was that much voter fraud, why would people go then and vote for a Republican congressional candidate? So putting out the fires is a challenge, but only because we had so many fingers messing around with our electoral system other than just the clerk and the poll workers. And so that happens because now everything's suspect. And so I've been trying my best to say, you know, you can't have more ballots than voters. All of that has to balance, that all of the ballots are signed by the clerk or the poll workers, and they would know if ballots appeared that weren't actually issued. I've done my best to explain the system, but when you have monkey business going on and your candidate loses, you are very convinced that it had to be because of voter fraud, and that's where we're at, unfortunately.
State Senator Kathy Bernier, Republican from Chippewa Falls, outgoing leader of the State Senate Elections Committee, prior to being elected to a seat in the Assembly and then later the Senate, served for more than a decade as Chippewa County Clerk. Joining on elections in Wisconsin, access to the ballot box, 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss our election system, more than 1,800 clerks, all corners of our state, and the ongoing heated political juggernaut, that is, how to make voting secure without suppressing voters. Still time, 800-642-1234. Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls stays with us. Let's go to Gregory now in Madison. Hi, Gregory. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I just had a question for the state senator regarding the Gableman probe, the really expensive taxpayer-funded Gableman probe, which found no election fraud in the state. And yet, I guess for the past 10 minutes, I've been hearing things about monkey business and other things. And I'm just curious as to why we should have to afford that expense while listening to things that aren't true on the air, and if there's any comments regarding that probe that she would like to have.
State Senator Bernier, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if there was a question there exactly. I know that some of the accusations that were made, I didn't have anything to do with hiring Michael Gableman. That was 100% the call of the Speaker of the Assembly. I believed after several months when he was traveling around to political events rather than digging into an investigation, which an investigator does not talk about their investigation. They just dig in and do it. So I'm not sure I disagree with him, but I do believe we already knew with the Legislative Audit Bureau and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty, the investigation they did, we already knew where we needed to tighten things up and address some concerns, and we passed bills to do that. And I don't believe Gableman came up with anything different than what we already knew.
So in your mind, was the Gableman investigation fruitful? Was it worth the money?
No.
Sue from Fish Creek in Door County called, couldn't stay with us. State Senator Sue is wondering, if Republicans win elections in November in the general election, would they still contest the results or allege fraud?
You know, that's the irony of all of this. Many of the people who don't believe the electoral process is fair, many of them ran for office in this partisan primary. Many of them were at the event last night. I saw many of them from my county specifically. They are engaged. And so I find it odd, and you know, that they have faith in the electoral system, but they don't have faith in the electoral system. So, you know, I can't explain it. I've explained many aspects of the electoral system to them, and how this cannot be true, or possibly that is. However, remember that I wrote a 6-page document for my county party and sent it to them to address many of their concerns. And all I get is, I don't believe you. So I don't know what you do with that.
Let's talk about absentee voter ballots. The Wisconsin judge let stand a ban on municipal clerks filling in missing information on witness certification envelopes for those ballots. And as you know, with your hat on as a former county clerk, should clerks be allowed to fill in missing information?
No. When I was a clerk, we called it an affidavit. They now call it a certificate envelope. Either way, it's a legal document. It is hit or miss as to whether a clerk will or will not fill in the documentation. So there needs to be legislative direction. We had a bill. It was a 1-pager. I gave it to Scott McDonald recently. That said,
Dane County Clerk. Uh-huh.
Dane County Clerk. We got in a conversation about this at the Wisconsin Politics panel. And he said it was in with a bunch of other bills or a bunch of other provisions. That was not correct. It was a separate, completely separate 1-page bill that said the clerk can make no changes on it, the certificate. They have to contact the clerk if the witness information is not there. However, if the state or the zip code is missing, they can accept it. And so that was vetoed. There were a lot of good bills that went through my committee. I think there was something like 28 bills. Some of them I didn't like. Some of them I voted against. But I think we had some really good provisions. I had 8 organizations for the disability community in favor of the indefinitely confined rewrite. It should have been signed, and it wasn't. And I'm disappointed the governor didn't separate good policy from his message of voter suppression. And there you have politics at its worst.
Talking about elections with Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Circling back to this panel discussion last week, you voiced opposition to giving election administration powers to the Secretary of State's office. Why is that?
Well, currently our Secretary of State doesn't even go in the office to provide service for those who need authentications. He's doing a horrible job. And there's people that sit outside of his office for hours on end. Nobody shows up till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, if we end up with Doug LaFollette again, I couldn't even fathom the idea. And even if we have Amy Loudenbeck wins the race, we still need a board to and staff. So I'm just not convinced that's the best thing. Certainly not now.
What is the best thing then?
Well, exactly where it's at. They have a Wisconsin Election Commission. I think they just need a seventh member and a separate office to investigate accusations and concerns, and better communication with the legislature that has created the Wisconsin Election Commission, so that we can work together on legislation to fine-tune things. The one thing that people don't understand, Megan has come to me for years, or Mike Haas from the Government Accountability Board came to me, or Kevin Kennedy, and we went through different things that they had concerns about where we had to make some changes and provide better direction. That's not unusual.
State Senator, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
State Senator Kathy Bernier is a Republican from Chippewa Falls. Just ahead, it's the editor-in-chief of CarTalk.com breaking down where the electric car industry is heading in the coming decades. You can join in on EVs and your approach, whether you will be buying an EV or not, and why, 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.